Yeah, brothers and sisters, the message we have here is the prayer of the age. The general subject is not just prayer, but it's prayer of the age. It has a significance of the age. There are six messages altogether. This coming week, we will get into message one. How about we read message one title? The central goal of prayer and the prayer of the age. The central goal of prayer and the prayer of the age. The central goal of prayer. And the second is the prayer of the age. Let's look at the whole structure of this message with three Roman numerals. First Roman numeral. The central goal of prayer is for God to have a glorious church. This prayer is according to the ministry of the age and the vision of the age. This is Roman numeral one. Talk about the central goal of the prayer is for God to have a glorious church. This is the goal, central goal. This prayer is according to the ministry of the age and the vision of the age. Every age, there is a ministry. The prayer of the age is according to the ministry of the age and the vision of the age. How about Roman numeral 2? In order to pray the prayer of the age for the fulfilling of God's economy, we must be people who live in ascension. It's very clearly, this is related to us. We must be people. We want to be the people of the prayer of the age. We need to live in ascension. Roman numeral 3. The prayer of the age is the prayer of the church as the body of Christ. The prayer that exercises the authority of Christ as the ascended Lord and head of the body for the fulfilling of God's economy. To enter into this kind of prayer, we need a heavenly vision to see something that is far beyond our natural concept. The third Roman numeral, it points out this conference. The main burden is not a shallow burden. It's not an ordinary matter. I think everyone knows how to pray and have a prayer. But this is we're talking about the prayer of the age. This age has a need. Through the six messages, we need to spend some time enter into these six messages, enter into the prayer of the age. With the prayer of the age, we can turn this age. With this kind of prayer, then we can have our age turners. This kind of prayer is for the preparing the bride. And this is the burden is for those take part into the ministry of this age. We need to spend some time enter into these messages. The third Roman numeral talk about the church as the body of Christ. The church as the body of Christ. And to pray. And this is pray on the Zion. And not just in Jerusalem, but it's on the Zion. this kind of prayer, exercise, we need to exercise the authority of Christ as the ascended head. This is not prayer for fulfilling our personal need, but to enter into this kind of prayer, we need to have a heavenly vision to see something that is far beyond our natural concept. This week, may we all have a prayer to the Lord, save us. Save us from our natural concept. If we are stay in the natural concept, it's not easy for us to understand what is the prayer of the age. We probably don't know how to have any part in this kind of prayer. Roman numeral 1. There are several sub-points. How about we read those four sub-points? The particular recovery and the work of, that God is doing in one age are the ministry of that age. The ministry that ministers the vision of that age. Every age, there is a ministry. Brothers and sisters, do you know what kind of age? This is the age of grace. And this is the age to prepare the church to grow, to be glorified, and to become His bride. This is what the Lord is doing in this age. This is the ministry of this age. This ministry of the age has the vision of the age. In this age, the Lord's desire is to produce a glorious church, which is the bride to bring Him back. This is to turn this age to bring in the next age. What is the next age? Next age is the age of the kingdom. May we be those who can turn this age. May we be the age turners. From the great age of grace to turn into grace of kingdom. Point B. Today we can be in one accord because we have one vision. And up to date, our inheriting vision, the vision of the eternal economy of God. There's the ministry of the age, and there's also the vision of the age. Today we can be in one accord because we have only one vision. And up to date, this vision is an up to date vision. All the revelation that in this age, we are up to date. And then also, this is all inheriting. We have a lot of inheritance from previous age. And almost like a scroll, a painting that describe a long scroll and to present the scenery to us. This is not only up to date, but it's not only just inheriting the past, but it's all inheriting, meaning we are a continuation. There are verses Acts 26:19. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Ephesians 1:17. Paul was praying for the church that we have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him, so that we have the vision of the age. Ephesians 3:9. Which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, that to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the ministry is. We all need to have the same vision to be enlightened. Point C. The central goal of prayer is the goal of the eternal economy of God, the goal of Christ having a glorious church as his counterpart of his satisfaction. The central goal is to have a glorious church becoming his counterpart for his satisfaction. Ephesians 5:27. He might present the church to himself, glorious. The glorious church. This glorious church is being presented to himself, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but she would be holy and without blemish. This is what God's desire to have in this kind of counterpart. They are sanctified with no wrinkle. John 17:23. Before he went to the cross, he prayed to the Father, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected means to be glorified. Ephesians 1:23. The church is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. On one hand, we are without spot or wrinkles, but we also need to be arrive at the fullness. Ephesians 3:19. That we may be filled unto all the fullness of God. This is that we can mature to become a glorious church. Point D. Christ as the high priest is caring for us and praying for us according to God's need, God's interest, and God's goal. We all know the central goal of the prayer is to have the glorious church. This is God's desire. Christ, as the high priest, he is caring for us, praying for us, according to God's need, to reach God's goal. The three point. God will listen to our prayer. When our prayer to God is toward Christ, the kingdom of God, and the house of God as the goal in God's economy. Sisters, two, no matter for whom we are praying, our prayers should be aimed at the interest of God, that is, at the Christ and the church as God's interest on earth for the fulfilling of God's economy. Three, altogether, we should not usurp God for our own prosperity, but we should pray, live, and be persons according to God's heart and for his economy. This is uplifting us to pray such a prayer. Christ is the high priest. He's caring for us. How does he care for us? He prays for us, which is according to God's need, God's interest, and God's goal. Point one says, our prayer is toward Christ. It's toward the kingdom and through the house of God. Then God will listen to our prayer. Our goal must be Christ, the kingdom, and the house. 1 Kings 8:48. If they return to you with all their hearts and with all their souls in the land of their enemies who have carried them captive. And pray you toward their land that you have given to and you circle the city, circle the word, their land, and that you have chosen, and the house, also the house, circle the word house. The land, which is Christ, the city is the kingdom, the house, which is temple, which is his house. The land, the city, and the house. And if we pray toward this, then he will listen to our prayer. Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel came to know that the writing has been signed, he went, he knew that he did not worship the idol. He knew that the writing has been signed. He went to his house. In his upper room, he has window open toward Jerusalem. So he's praying toward Jerusalem. Three times daily, he knelt on his knees and prayed and gave thanks before his God. He prayed and gave thanks. He knew that he may have something turmoil coming to him. But he prayed to give thanks. He's not praying for himself. He say, Lord, he didn't say, Lord, save me. Save me out of this. But he prayed toward Jerusalem. He did not pray toward his own danger. This is a pattern for us. Point two, no matter for whom we are praying, our prayer should be aimed at the interest of God. That is, at Christ and the church. In 1994, Brother Lee was ill, and then many saints was praying for him. He asked, charged the saints to pray not just for his illness, but pray for God's economy. Our brother is to carry out his ministry as ministers, for the Lord's recovery. We not just pray for his health. Sometimes we pray for some saints. We pray for some of the co-workers. But we're not praying for them, for their individually. But we pray that they can faithfully fulfill their, carry out their own burden. And this is to pray according to God's economy. Point three, we should not usurp God for our own prosperity. We should not usurp God. We should pray according to God's heart and for his economy. 1 Samuel 4:3, there is a footnote talk about what's usurpation. When they were fighting with Philistines, they are superstitious. If we bring in the ark, we can defeat the enemy. They were usurping. This is the usurpation, to use the ark. Not only they did not defeat the enemy, the ark was captured by the enemy. If you can read the footnote, maybe this is a good material for you to prophesy. If you pray for the interest of a personal interest, for your own, it's hard to believe the ark can be fallen into the hand of our enemy. But that God even allowed this to happen because they did not, God did not want man to usurp his interest. So this first point talk about the goal is for God to have a glorious church. And this prayer is according to the ministry of the age and the vision of the age. Every age has a ministry and vision. And today we can be one accord and to be built together because we have only one vision. And the central goal of this prayer, it is in this age for God's eternal economy and for him to gain a glorious church as his counterpart for his satisfaction. Today, Christ as the high priest, how does he care for us? He prayed for us according to God's need, God's interest, and God's goal. This is a pattern for us. So today, our prayer need to be just like Christ, to pray for God's need, God's interest, and God's goal. Is to pray for Christ, pray for the kingdom, and for the house. Sometimes you may pray for things and person, but anything we pray for the person or things that we need to follow same principle is this prayer need to be toward Christ, toward the kingdom, and toward God's house. Sometimes we pray for our children. We pray for the young people. We pray for our work, our health. But the goal shouldn't be just for our own health and for our children, but should be for God's interest. We need to say, Lord, our children are your inheritance. They need to become the H-turner. They need to be matured and perfected to become the pillar in the house. We are not just pray for the kids for their future, but we need to pray in such a principle, to keep this principle. If you pray for just for your own interest, then you are usurping God. And this cannot satisfy God. How about 2x2? We kind of speak about this point. Roman numeral 1. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, we'll get into Roman numeral 2. This is regarding our practice. There are 9 sub-points, very detailed. Let's read the Roman numeral 2 again. In order to pray the prayer of the age for the fulfilling of God's economy, we must be people who live in ascension. This is the condition. We need to live in ascension. How about we read through this 9 point and pray read through this. A, every man who is saved is not only one whose sins are forgiven and not only one who is made alive from the death and has God's life, but also is one who is seated with Christ in the heavenlies, the highest place in the universe. Thus, he is a man of ascension. B, the life of Christ that we have received is ascended and heavenly and is given from heaven. Therefore, once we've obtained this life, we have fellowship with heaven and are joined to heaven. C, Christ as our life has saved us into a position in which we are seated together with him in the heavenlies, a position in which we are above all God's enemy. Here in the heavenly atmosphere of his heavenly presence, with a heavenly nature and characteristics, we are a heavenly people. D. Today we realize and experience this reality in our spirit through faith in the accomplished fact. E. We need to maintain the position of ascension in our daily living, living in the life of heaven. We need to be continually touching heaven in our inner being and living in the heavenly condition, situation, and atmosphere of the Lord's presence, which when touched by others will enable them to obtain the heavenly supply. F. By living in ascension, we are transformed to become the Lord's bridal army, a woman who looked forth like the dawn, as beautiful as the moon, as clear as the sun, as terrible as an army with banners. G. We must be men of ascension with a position of ascension so that we can pray the prayer of warfare in the prayer of the age, the prayer of ascension. H, if we stand in the position of ascension, we can directly command the environment, rebuke difficulties, and destroy all the works of the enemy. Regrettably, the prayers of the church today contain all too few authoritative commands. Therefore, they cannot deal with the enemy. This proves that our actual condition is still on earth and not in the heavenlies, in the position of ascension with the reality of ascension. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's look at Roman numeral 2. This is our experience. In this next 6 weeks, may the Lord bring us into such an experience. Not only we know the prayer of the age, but we can experience the prayer of the age and continue to practice in such a way. So that we know what condition do we need to be in. We need to pay the price so we can enter in such a practice. Point A, every man who is saved is not only one whose sins are forgiven, and not only one who is made alive from death and has had God's life, but also is one who is seated with Christ in the heavenlies. We are in the heavens. We are a man of ascension. We're not just in ascension when we go to see the Lord. When we were saved, we're a man of ascension. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. We are seated together, raised up together with Him. We're made alive together with Christ in verse 5. We raise up together in verse 6 and seated as together with Him. We're not only made alive, raised up, and sit together in the heavenlies. When we were saved, we also need to know the life we received is an ascended and heavenly life. It's given from heaven. And this life that we can have fellowship with heaven and are joined to heaven. We need to know our position. We have fellowship with heaven and joined to heaven. Colossians 3, 1 to 4. That we need to seek things, set our mind on the things which are above. Things which are above, if you read the footnote, things above is in the church. And this is an important footnote. What is the things which are above? What are those things? This is in the church. We live Christ with the church. We're not go to the heavenly mansion and to play golf. But today the things above are those things that in the church and live Christ. Colossians 3:3. For you die, your life is hidden with Christ in God. This is a join. This is joining. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. It's hidden and it's today. It's hidden in God. Verse 4, when Christ our lives is manifested, then you also will be manifested with Him in glory. This is in the future. So today, presently, we are hidden with Christ in God. But in the future, we'll be manifested with Him in glory. John 1:51, talk about the heaven open, the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Here's the fellowship. Here's a climbing up and down. When Christ came, He has connected earth to heaven. He is the heavenly letter the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Our life is a heavenly life. Our life is also have fellowship in heaven and joined to heaven. And Christ as our life has saved us into a position which we are seated together with Him in the heavenlies, a position which is we are above all God's enemy. Here in the heavenly atmosphere of heavenly presence with a heavenly nature and characteristics, we are a heavenly people. Today we are on the earth. Many times we are under the attack of enemy. But when we are sitting in the heaven, we are far above all God's enemy. Point 4D. Today, when we are in spirit, through faith in the accomplished fact, today we can realize and experience this reality. Through faith in our spirit. Do you believe? Do you have faith that you are in the heavenly? We're not by sight, but in our spirit, we're by our faith. The 2 Corinthians 4:13. Having said the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. I believe, therefore I spoke. Sometimes we believe, therefore we speak. He is the one. We have such a same spirit. We having the same spirit of faith. We have the spirit of faith, and I believe, therefore I spoke. You have the spirit because you believe, and you spoke. And we speak concerning His death and resurrection. We experience the death and resurrection. The more, if we dare not to speak, then we are under the deceit. Hebrew 4:2, and also there is a footnote. For indeed we have heard the good news announced to us, even as we also. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. It did not mix together with faith. What does that mean? It means we're not exercising our spirit. In the footnote, our faith is in our spirit. It's not in our soul, in our mind. In our soul, that's not our faith. The true faith is in our spirit. Hebrew 4:2, the footnote is very good. It's good for prophesy. The critical thing is whether we have faith. If you say that you are in a low place, you're in low place. If you say you're in the heavenlies, you are in the heavenlies. He is in the heavenlies. We are seated with Him in the heavens. Our life, our fellowship, it's all our heavenlies. Point E. Today, we have the faith, and then we need to maintain. We need to maintain the position of ascension. We're not just go up to in that position for a little bit. We need to continually touching heaven in our inner being. In this condition and this kind of atmosphere. So whenever we touch by others, they will be able them to obtain the heavenly supply. When Brother Ni shared that before he went to see Amy Barber, and he already felt the heavenly atmosphere. Ephesians 4:8, having ascended to the height, he led captive those taken captive. When he ascended, he have captured us. Revelation 1:20. There are seven stars. The mystery of the seven stars. These are the seven messengers. In this verse also, the messengers has the heavenly living, which is a living to shine, a shining living. You are in the atmosphere, in a situation, in a condition. Point F, if we are, by living in the ascension, we are transformed to become Lord's bridal army. He quoted Song of Songs 6:10, who is this woman who looked forth like the dawn, as beautiful as the moon, as clear as the sun, as terrible as an army with banners. This is a heavenly condition, beautiful as the moon. Look forth like dawn. If we live in a heavenly condition, we will be transformed to become the Lord's bridal army, which is his moon, just like as beautiful as the moon, as clear as the sun. There's also a footnote in this verse. This is also good for prophesying. Genesis 1:18, and to rule over the day and night and separate the light from the darkness, and God saw it was good. It's a creation. There's a great light barrier. To rule the day, and lesser light barrier to rule the night as a start. Point G, we must be man of ascension with a position of ascension so that we can pray the prayer of warfare and the prayer of the age and prayer of ascension. We need to remain in such a condition so we can be transformed, but also we can pray the prayer of warfare. To fight enemy from a higher point down is easier, but if you want to fight upward, it's harder. Ephesians 2:6, and raised us up together with him and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, so that we can fight the warfare. Song of Songs 4:6-9 show us we are called by God and live in the heavenlies. We'll go to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense. Myrrh represents death, the frankincense, and represent the resurrection. Verse 8, come with me from Lebanon. Lebanon means the ascension. From the lion den, from the leper's mountain, or from the top of Amana, from the top of a senior in Hermon. This is representing fighting. There are footnotes in here. When you digest the footnote, you can prophesy accordingly. This is our destiny. Genesis 3:14. The serpent was cursed. Dust you will eat all the days of your life. Upon your stomach you will go. So our position is not to eat the dust. Our position is in the heavenlies. 1 Corinthians 15 talk about the first man is out of the earth, earthly. The second man is out of heaven. The first man is out of the earth. The second man, which is Christ, is out of heaven. It's of Christ. Now point H. If we stand in the position of ascension, we can directly command the environment, rebuke difficulties, and destroy all the works of the enemy. So today, the prayer of the age is not something we're begging the Lord. Begging the Lord to do something for us. Today, we are applying, we are commanding Him that something that has been accomplished. So all the authority has been given to me. Therefore, you should go. Go disciple the nations. Sometimes we have difficulties, we have environment, we have faced the attack from the enemy, but we can fight this difficulty directly. Point I, regrettably, the prayer of the church today contain all too few authoritative commands. Therefore, we need to take this kind of message and bring us into faith so we can have adequate prayer like such. These are the 9 points under Roman numeral 2. How about 2x2? Use your own word. You speak on this point. Amen. Okay. Brothers and sisters, this needs to become our practice in our prophesy next week. We can learn such a principle in our daily living. Give us the revelation. Give us the vision. When we have vision, that we would have faith and believe. And then we can experience. And then we can obtain such experience. And we can maintain and continue in this condition. And then we can apply authority. And command. We need to start with seeing the vision. And the more we see and the more faith we have, the more we speak, the more faith we have. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I believe, therefore I spoke. It's not something that you already obtained, but it's believe, by believing. I believe, therefore I spoke. The prophecy, in principle, is like this. Some may challenge you when you say or prophesy, how much do you know? When we prophesy, it doesn't mean we have obtained, but because we believe, and we therefore we speak. The more we speak, the more we obtain such a reality. Roman numeral 3. Roman 2 is more on the individual side. And point 3 is on the corporate. Let's read the point 3 altogether. The prayer of the age is the prayer of the church as the body of Christ. The prayer that exercised the authority of Christ as the ascended Lord and head of the body. For the fulfillment of God's economy. To enter into this kind of prayer, we need a heavenly vision to see something that's far beyond our natural concept. We need a heavenly vision to see something that's far beyond our natural concept. If we don't have such a vision, we don't see this. It's not easy for us to have such a prayer. In this message, it allow us to see the goal. We need to have the position, to see our position, where we are, and to pray. Point A, we need to see the meaning of the ascension of Christ. What is the meaning of the ascension of Christ? Point one, brothers, the ascension of Christ indicates that the entire work of redemption has completely accomplished. The entire work of redemption has been completely accomplished. Nothing remained to be done. Everything has been accomplished. Point two, the ascension of Christ indicates that the lordship of Christ has been established. Lordship of Christ. Lordship, He is the Lord. His status has been established. Everything that the Lord has obtained and attained is being transmitted to the church. B, we need to see the heavenly fact that Christ has been exalted by God, established as the Lord of the universe, and made head over all things to the church. All things are under His feet, and everything He has obtained and attained is being transmitted to the church, which is His body. Let's look at point A again. We need to see the meaning of the ascension of Christ. Many times we talk about His death and resurrection, but we also need to see His ascension. Ascension indicates the entire work of redemption has been completely accomplished. Hebrew 1:3 talk about all that he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He has accomplished a purification of sins. Hebrew 10:12, He offered one sacrifice of sin, sat down forever on the right hand of God. All the work of redemption has been accomplished. We need to have such a belief. His ascension indicates there's no lack in the work of redemption. There's no lack. He has saved us, He saved us to the uttermost. Point two, His ascension also indicates He is the Lord. The Lordship of Christ has been established. Acts 2:36 talk about the Lord, this Christ whom He have crucified, God has made Him both Lord and Christ. Lord is the Lord of the universe. The point A, small a and B. All He has obtained and attained is being transmitted to the church. It's being transmitted to the church. It's not just He obtained this as the Lord, but what He has obtained and attained, He's being transmitted to the church. Ephesians 1:19 is to the operation of the might of His strength toward us who believe. 1:22, He's subject to be the head over all things to the church. The power which He operated in us, according to the power which operated in us, in Ephesians 3:20, if you tie the power in 1:19 to the power in 3:20, this power is in Him. He's operating in us and super abundantly above all. Point B, we need to see the heavenly facts that Christ has been exalted by God, established the Lord of the universe, and made head over all things to the church. In the first point here, the meaning of the ascension, that he has accomplished the entire work of repentance, and he also obtained the lordship of Christ, and his riches is his power is transmitting to the church, and he has been exalted and far above everything, and this is his status and the meaning of his ascension. Point B, we need to see the church position as the body of Christ. Because the church is the body of Christ, the position of the church is exactly the same as that of Christ. Since the body is one with the head, and the position of the body is exactly the same as that of the head. I think this is very clear. Earlier, we saw the meaning of the ascension. Here, we can see the church's position is just like the body is just like the head. When you have a headache, you have a headache, but you have injection from your arm. You know, the body is one. We need to see the authority of the church as the body of Christ. How about the authority? We have the position, but how about the authority? The authority of the, point one, the authority of the body is the authority of the head, exercised by the body. That's the authority of the body, is the authority of the head. Two, as the church, the body of Christ, we need to assume the authority of Christ. Here we need to see the position of the church, we also need to see the authority of the church. We need to apply such a church authority. Matthew 28:18. All authority has been given to me in the heaven and on earth. So therefore, go. Therefore go and disciple all the nations. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. We know the serpent and scorpions, Satan and his followers. Scorpions are the demons. Serpents is Satan and his followers. Scorpions are the demons. Those are the spirit without the body. These are the rebellious angel. We have the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Here is the authority of the church, which is also the same as the authority of the head. D, we need to see the prayer of the church as the body of Christ. The prayer of the body. We saw the position, we saw the authority of the church, we also have to see the prayer of the church. This prayer is not, this kind of prayer is not the prayer of the individual believers, but prayer of the church as the body of Christ. Physically, we may even be praying in our room by ourselves, but spiritually, we are one with the body. Two, in this kind of prayer, we do not beg the Lord to do something for us. Instead, we claim what the Lord has obtained and attained. Point three, brothers, when we pray according to what the Lord has obtained in ascension, we may pray, Lord, we do not go along with the present situation. As your body, we take the ground of your ascension and claim your lordship over the present situation. Four, when we pray according to what the Lord has attained in ascension, We should simply declare who we are and where we are. We are in the body. The body is in the head, and the head is transcendent. If we have the vision that we are the body of the head and that the head is now transcendent, we will take the ground to claim what the Lord has attained and tell all the negative things. Do not bother me. Go to the lake of fires. I am a transcendent. You cannot touch me. You are under my feet. Amen. May we have such a declaration boldly. Apply such authority. Point five. Because the body is one with the head in the heavens, the body has the authority to bind or loose what has already been bound or loosed in the heavens. Six. The church is built upon a rock. This rock is the ascended Christ. As a result, the gates of Hades cannot prevail against the church. There are six small points. The prayer of the body, prayer of the church. This is the main topic, subject for this conference. We see that we have the same position and same authority, and then we can carry out such a prayer. Point one. This kind of prayer is not the prayer of the individual believers. I think many of you have your own prayer. We need this kind of prayer. We need to pray unceasingly. But here is another kind of prayer. There's an equally important. It's a prayer of the body, prayer of the church as the body of Christ. We encourage the saints to come to the Wednesday night prayer meeting because this is a prayer of the body. This is a very, very important. We want to be a part of the body. We need to be part of the prayer of the body. We need to encourage our companion to come to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's a worthwhile time spent. It's important to the Lord. This is not, we just, it doesn't mean that when we pray individually, it's not in the body. But in our prayer, it's care for the body, it's pray for the need of the body. We are still in the body. When Brother Nee is in the prison for 20 years, how can he pray in the body? He cannot go to the prayer meetings. But his prayer is for the body, and he is living in the reality of the body. It's not limited by time and space. When we have time and when we have it's available, we can come to Wednesday night prayer meeting to pray for the body and in the body. And point two, this kind of prayer is not bad. We do instead, we claim what the Lord has obtained and attained. He has obtained the lordship, he headship. He is the head over all the church. He has attained the highest place in the universe. He raised up from the dead. He has seated on the right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule, authority, power, and lordship in the universe. We are praying according to this. We claim the Lord has obtained and attained. We need to have such a prayer so that we say we do not go along with the present situation. As your body, we take the ground of your ascension and claim your lordship over the present situation. This is the kind of prayer we should have. When we need to pray for the gospel, we need to be perfected, we need to learn the truth and growth in life. We need to have such a prayer. Point four, we need to declare. We need to declare where we are and who we are. When we believe, we have faith, we need to declare. Point five says, the body and the head are one. Whatever we to bind or loose is what has been bound or loosed in the heavens. All the negative things, all the hindering barriers, they need to be bound. that lose us from the bondage. Point six, talk about the church is built upon a rock. And this rock is the ascended Christ. So the church, the gate of Hades cannot prevail against the church. So the prayer of the church prevail against the gate of Hades. Peter was in prison. The saints' prayer for him, the earth shaken. When Paul and Silas, the earth quake. And point E, to fully enter into this kind of prayer and be able to exercise the authority given by the head to the body, there are two things we must realize. One, we must realize we are members of the body. We must live, act, and move in the body. Two, in our daily life, we must always put off the old man and put on the new man by being renewed in the spirit of our mind. The new man is a composed of head with the body, Christ with the church. We need to enter this kind of prayer. Not only we need to see, we need to enter into this kind of prayer. There are two things we must realize. One is that we are members of the body. We are members. Members must attach to the body. You cannot be independent. We need to be in the fellowship, in the coordination. We are not individualistic. Two, in our daily life, we must put off our old man and put on the new man by being renewed in the spirit of our mind. The new man is composed of the head with the body. When you put on the new man, it's not just put on Christ, but put on Christ and the church. So what we put on is not just on live unto Christ, but we live unto the body. We live in the coordination of the body. This is point five. Point six, point F is the conclusion. We need to see the vision of the ascended Christ and learn to pray a prayer of authority. I'm sorry, we missed. There's not a printing here. Amen. This is a word Brother Lee spoken in 1963 to see the vision of the ascended Christ, to learn to pray the prayer of authority. We need to learn. We need to learn. We need to see it, and then we need to learn. We need to proclaim and we need to declare. The reality of the resurrection is in our spirit. Also the reality of the ascension is also in our spirit. When we are in our spirit, we're not only in resurrection, but we are in ascension with Him. Especially we're in the body. We are in the ascension. Point Romans 3 talk about this kind of prayer is the prayer is a, we need to see in order to have such an experience. We need to see something that's our position. We need to see we also need to know the meaning of ascension of Christ, that all the works of redemption has been completed, and He's also the Lord, lordship of Christ has been established. And, but he is transmitting all the power to the church. We also need to see the church's position as the body, which is the same as the head. We also need to see the authority of the church as the body, which is the same as the head. We need to prayer of the church. It's not individually, it's not a begging, but it's claim the authority, claim what the Lord has obtained and attained. We told the Lord that we are not, we do not want to go along with our present situation. We want to claim the lordship, claim the presentation, our present situation. We need to declare where we are and who we are. So we need to be one with the head. What has been bind and loosed in the heavens is what we bind and loose in the body. The church is built up on the rock, on the ascended Christ, that the church has prevailed against. The gate of Hades cannot prevail against the church. Today, we also need to know, we need to enter into such a kind of prayer. We need to know we are members of the body. We also need to live, act, and move in the body. But we also need to put off, in our daily living, put off our old man and put on the new man. And we care for the Christ in the church. We need to put off ourselves and our old man. Then we can see the vision of ascended Christ. And then we can take part in the prayer of the church and prayer of the age. Then we can become the age turners and then bring him back. So two by two, let's speak about this point, Roman numeral 3. Okay, brother and sister. Thank the Lord. Because we have not received the book. So, the Moni Revival book was faxed over here, and so some of them are not very clear. The printing is not clear. The verses here are all very important. Day one, glorious church. He might present the church to himself glorious. John 17:23. May be perfected. 1 King, the prayer toward the land, Christ, toward the city, the kingdom, and also the house, which is the temple. Daniel 6:10 talk about his window in his window open toward Jerusalem. Here, toward Jerusalem. It's not toward the lion den. Sometimes we pray toward our difficulties, our problems, many times. We pray toward the problems, but he is toward Jerusalem. He prayed toward God. When we have problems, let's not look at our problem. We need to pray toward Jerusalem. Day three, seated. We were raised together. Together. We are made alive together. We are raised up together. And we are seated together. To seek the things which are above. seek the things which are above, which is the church life, to function and live Christ in the church life. The things which are above is things regarding the church life. Day four, there's a wrestle with against the authority of darkness. We're not fighting against the flesh and blood. Song of Songs 6:10 talk about the bright, clear as the sun. If we stay in the position to be transformed, so we can become the terrible army with banners. That means we are overcomers. Day five, the Lord had both made him both Lord and Christ to be head over, subject all things under him. Day six, Matthew 16:19, the bind and loosing, to apply his authority. We are not begging. This is something that he has bind and loose, bound and loose. So all we're doing is to cling, like you have money in the bank. All you do is to write the check. You just cling, write the check. I will mention the general direction for this whole 6 weeks. The first message talked about the goal, which is glorious church. Our position need to be in ascension. If we don't know the ascension, we are not stay, remain in the position of ascension. And we're begging. So the second message talk about the two prayer by Paul. Ephesians 3:14-21 and 1:17-21. This is the content of the prayer of the age. What we want to gain out of the prayer. Prayer the to gain the revelation, to gain the experience. And so we may need to pray, memorize these verses. The third is pray according to the will of God. We are submissive to His will, and when He initiated, and we respond. So this is according to His, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What we pray in the name of Jesus Christ means that we are one with His name. His name is above all the names. His name contains all the inclusive riches. So as we enter into His name, we are one with His name. And His element came into us. So we are one with Him absolutely. Our prayer is His prayer. So praying in the name of Jesus Christ is to be one with Him and pray. And next message talk about the prayer, the execution of the prayer and the result of the prayer. This is the incense. Prayer with the incense. The incense is to satisfy God. And with this kind of prayer, we will bind and loose. Message 6, talk about interceding prayer. This is a cooperation of God and man. It's heaven and the earth. absolutely one. He intercedes for us. We also need the interceding prayer. We also need to pray with one another, interceding prayer for one another. So in the body, we are supplying one another. This six messages is very high and very well constructed and very deep. May the Lord give us much grace and spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can see this. We can also enter into such a practice, enter into the prayer of the age, the prayer of the body, and the Lord can gain the glorious church and gain his bride. Amen. We'll stop here.